Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring, boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts. It's
Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Baseball is not boring. And I'll tell you who's not boring. Nick Punto. My pick to click for media personality for 2023. There you go. Yeah, you might not even want. You might not even want it, Nick. But I'm gonna tell the world that you could be that if you wanted.
Hey, you know what? Coming from you, that sounds all right. Yeah, I don't know if I want that or not. But hey, if Bradfo says it, then that's got to be something.
It's nice to have those options. And so I was down at Citizens Bank Park because I always like to drive 6 hours to hang out in the rain out. And but I like to mingle with the media types there. It was good to see everybody there. It was good, you know, get the vibe, talk to people in the parking lot. And I told people, I said on the field, I said, you know who we have coming on? World Series correspondent Nick Punto. And to a person, Nick, they're like, man, he's awesome. He is awesome. So there you go. Your brand has never been hotter here at the World Series.
Plus, you're wearing
a Phillies jersey.
That's a special group out there in Philly. They just like the Red Sox, they kind of just built their brand from within, and it's the same people running the show from the people in the mailroom all the way to the top. It just seems like they just kind of breed from there.
And best media dining in the league. You know why? you know why? Because as I said, somebody said to me today, it's not complicated. They're nice people and they serve ice cream. I mean, it's right.
Did you go get a Philly cheesesteak? Once you got rained out, did you go across the street and did you pick Geno's or did you pick Pat's? And if you didn't, then you just didn't. Why would you drive to Philly and not grab a cheesesteak?
I'm asking myself a lot of questions today, Nick. But you know what?
Rob, bring me one back. If you're not going to have it.
Oh, Coop's here. Coop's here.
I'll be the taste guy.
Coop, you need one of those, buddy.
I would inhale one of those right now.
You got to go Geno's. I'm a Geno's guy.
Are you?
That's Nick Punto's sign of approval.
So when you played for the Phillies, was this like a thing that you just walked across the street after every game?
We didn't have to, because and you guys probably already know this. I'm sure you do, Rob, but the best cheesesteak in Philadelphia is actually in the visiting clubhouse.
Oh, and really?
Every player knows about it. There's no reason to go to Geno's or Pat's. But if you don't have access to the visiting clubhouse, then you have to go across the street.
Oh, I knew about Chick-fil-A in spring training. I did not know about the visiting clubhouse. Yeah. For the Phillies being good cheesesteaks. See, there you go.
There's actually records on the wall. And I think Carlos Silva still holds the daily record of eating 8 Philly cheesesteaks in one day.
Is that true?
I could beat that.
There's a record. I believe they still have standings and a record and, you know, like how many Philly cheesesteaks someone has eaten in one day. And I believe I still think it's Carlos Silva put away 8.
Did you witness anybody who like said, okay, you know what, we get some time on our hands, I'm going to go after Carlos Silva's record?
Yes. No, it's always the guys that are on the DL, you know, kind of like traveling with the team. Obviously, they have nothing to do, so they're going to just give it like just give it a shot. But 8 is just a huge number. Like 8.6. It doesn't even matter.
Bigger challenge. Is it the Wade Boggs challenge or is it the Philly cheesesteak challenge?
It's the same thing, Coop. I mean, we're talking either way, it's really tough, right?
You're right.
Back to our college days when you said, can you drink a gallon of milk and hold it down? Like, right? It's
I mean, this was better than baseball in gorging yourself with basically carbs and alcohol.
I mean, that's America right there. That's why it's America's sport.
There's nothing better than the sideshows in baseball. I guarantee there's no other sport that has sideshows like we have, right?
Well, the whole clubhouse dynamic is bizarre. Like I said, Nick, you know, you probably, you know, like, the thing is that, so the media, we don't, a lot of times we don't get to see like what you guys are eating, right? Because it's in the back. Oakland is like the only place we get to see it, where because the visiting clubhouse sucks so bad, like they have to sit and eat right in front of us, and we're sitting there in 11:30 at night, and they're carting out like the lobster and the steak. I'm like, what's happening? But I always remember in spring training, bizarrely, if Chick-fil-A came in to the clubhouse in spring training, it was like these trillionaires would be like scrambling to get it. Like you can go to the mall and get Chick-fil-A.
I know. Yeah. There's something about that chicken sandwich though.
All right. Listen, we've already solved a lot of problems in the last 5 minutes. But we are thrilled to have you as a World Series correspondent. You're originally going to pop on after Game 3. There's no Game 3 because of rain. Like I said, you know, I swung on by to make sure that everyone was present. Congratulations, by the way, Justin Turner, Roberto Clemente Award. Like, sincerely, that's like a great honor. Seems like a really good guy. Was the first, and by the way, Coop, you'll appreciate this. So after the Roberto Clemente Award happened, presentation, he's there with his wife and everyone's congratulating him. I corner him. I say, Justin, I just want to introduce myself. You were the first person to wear a Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirt on camera. I just want to thank you. Like, which I'm sure it meant a lot to him at this moment.
I mean, he beat Joe to it, correct?
Right. We sent him out these Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirts, which are obviously you're on the way for you, millions of them. But Justin Turner did like a highly produced video of him getting his stuff out of the car for spring training, wearing a Baseball Isn't Boring shirt, which sort of like was the springboard to everything. So what a year it has been to him, punctuated by this honor. And the honor being me congratulating him. So anyway, so rain out. So as we said, we're thrilled that I can't say this enough. Like, Nick, I am so happy that you agreed to come on with us because, number one, we love talking with you. We love talking trash with you. You're in the Fantasy Football League. I don't know. I think you're sort of somewhere in the middle. Congratulations on that. But it's also kind of upper echelon,
but that's okay.
I mean, it's honestly not bad. It's not bad for someone who literally was like trying to see, thought his computer screen was like a touch screen or something.
He's in second place in his division, so I gotta give him that.
Oh, he is?
Figure this out.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, we're so thrilled because like you've obviously you have a great perspective on a lot of things. But so when this rain out happens, you're like, oh man, I was really looking forward to talking to Nick after the game and breaking things down. But then, holy mackerel, the clouds parted, not literally, but figuratively. And here it is. You are a perfect person in so many ways to have on right now because you tell me why, Nick. You tell me.
You nailed it, buddy. You did your research. So Game 6 of the World Series, the biggest game of my career, the biggest game of my lifetime, probably one of the greatest games in the history of baseball, doesn't happen without a rainout. It does not happen without that rainout.
And so, as we sit here right now, the game has been, game three was rained out. I couldn't believe it, Nick. It was the first World Series rainout since that day. Since that day, that day before game six of 2011 that you played in.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I'm sitting on the couch, excited to watch the game, looking forward to it, looking forward to talking to you guys after the game. And then that rainout occurs, and I'm like, gosh, I wonder if there's something to this. Is there an advantage either way? And in my opinion, in game six, we had the advantage, meaning we got Chris Carpenter back on the mound for game six, who basically carried us into the playoffs. And then probably the biggest game in that playoff stint besides that game six of the World Series was game five of the NLDS against the Phillies. Chris Carpenter, Roy Halladay, it was just bananas. The media went crazy about it, and they both did exactly what they were supposed to do, and we won the game by one run. And it was like, I want to say 3-2 or 2-1. It was no runs scored, Halladay, Carpenter, game five NLDS, and then he just kept doing that. So we got to in the NLCS, he dominated. Chris Carpenter was the reason we won, that we got to the playoffs, but the reason we actually won the World Series. A huge part.
So take me back. So you guys, you lose game five. You fall in a 3-2 hole. And then you have the rainout. And like what you're saying is because of that rainout, Carpenter was able to pitch game six.
Exactly.
Correct?
Yep. So we go to Texas, 1-1 at home. And then we go to Texas, get game three, and then we lose game four and five in Texas. So we come home down 3-2, just like you said.
Okay.
Down 3-2. We get home. We're excited about the game. It's raining, and it's just hard to tell. But by the time the game started, the rain was gone. I mean, at 7 o'clock, it was just the most beautiful day. They postponed the game probably a couple hours before that, and for many reasons, right? I mean, MLB has the reasons they do what they do. They don't want you to lose a starting pitcher, whatever it is. I understand that whole thing, but honestly, like, that was so big for the St. Louis Cardinals in 2011. I mean,
what you're saying is they postponed the game, and by the time the game that was supposed to start, it was nice out. It was nice.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. I don't know if that was.
Do you think?
Night, but
yeah, but it's a good point, like about MLB, not wanting to burn, and that's what they did here. I'm sitting in the bowels of Citizens Bank Park, and I was privy to the murmurs. Hey, it's already banged. I mean, this is probably an hour and a half before the game, but yeah, they don't want anybody to rain delays to burn anything. But so the question I guess I have for you, looking back at that, if you don't know, I don't know how. I've never played in a World Series game. Coop, have you played in a World Series game?
Little League, yes. Ended up winning.
Okay.
No big
deal. Okay. Any rain delays? Any rain delay talk?
I can't think of any right now, no.
But by the way, when you're in Little League, how bad does it suck when it rains? I mean, it's like, that's like the worst.
It's a day ruiner, because often it's like a weekend game, so now you have to wait till the next weekend.
I mean, getting rained out, you only play twice a week and you get one rained out, it's like you go home brutal. And cry, crying about it.
It's not worse than Major League Baseball. So anyway, when you go into that, Texas has the momentum. Looking back at it, I don't know if you remember, did it feel like, hey, man, this is we hope for the best. We believe in ourselves. We get to this point, but the momentum, 3-2, down 3-2, playing right away, it's going to be tough. Do you remember feeling that at all?
Honestly, we didn't. We had such a unique group of unbelievable veterans with Albert Pujols and Matt Halladay and Chris Carpenter and Adam Wainwright, who was on the DL with Tommy John surgery all year, but he was still in the dugout with us, being that unbelievable leader he was. Skip Schumacher, who's one of my best friends, just got a job in Miami. Congratulations to Skippy. He was incredible.
Bench coach.
What's that?
Bench coach.
We'll see.
Did I say bench coach?
Monday, maybe. We'll see. But no, we just had such a great group. And then obviously our leader, Tony La Russa, kind of was like, it felt like his last hurrah, meaning he was just on cloud nine with the team and the way he was running the show. He was incredible. We just had a great nucleus of guys, and our rookies were amazing. Let me talk about those rookies real quick. John Jay, Alan Craig, Daniel Descalso, somebody. But they were just stud. Like, our whole team, to me, was a lot like these Philadelphia Phillies today. Like, they're just a good group of guys. They didn't play to their potential. Like, I think we won 89 games that year that we won the World Series. And this Phillies team won 87 games. But they are gelling together, playing really well together. And they're kind of playing against a juggernaut, which in the Houston Astros, because, you know, if you match them up on paper, they are a juggernaut. You know, they kind of beat up, you know, if you by every position, it's almost like they're just a little bit tougher, a little stronger. But baseball is unique. It's not boring. Baseball is not boring.
Definitely isn't. Clipping that.
Because of this, like the SEC football, like no way Georgia can lose to somebody in the Pac-12. There's just no way, right? But baseball, it can happen. And that's what's so freaking unique about baseball. And so I love
go ahead,
the Phillies can play against a juggernaut like the Astros and have a good chance to beat them.
So as a player, when you see, like, I mean, like the Dodgers for, it seems like a decade now, Houston now for like the last 6 years, how, like you said, they're a juggernaut and they're able to just scrape together these 100-win seasons. Like, it's no issue, but each of them combined have one World Series apiece to like put their name to it. Does that just go and show you like how difficult it, like you just have to punch your ticket to the postseason and knowing as a player, like, hey, anything can happen at this point.
And hope for the rain outs.
Yeah.
Yes. And there is something to be said about experience. Like the Yankees, all those years where they did win two in a row and then I think they three-peated. Did they three-peat? Or is that in 2001 when they should have, when the whole
2001 they lost?
Yeah, we're rooting for them. The entire country was finally rooting for the Yankees and they lost to the Diamondbacks in 2001, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
That was after the trade center.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Yep. But anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. I was just gonna say. So, I want to go back. So to that game, to that feeling when you have the rain out. So, like, we've established the fact that if there was no rain out, you still felt good because of the construction of the team, the momentum that you had, you know, despite the loss, despite falling in 3-2. But does a rain out like this, you know, so, you know, I'll spin it forward to this Phillies team now. They're coming off a loss. They're coming off like a reminder how good this Houston team is. Does this sort of thing allow you to sort of regroup a little bit and say, all right, okay, you know, it's going to be okay. We lost the last game, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think this is a little bit above that pay scale, meaning that's how they felt today if they were playing. Like this group of guys with Schwarber and Harper and the way they're playing, even these young kids like the Boehm and Stott, like all these kids, the way they're playing, there's nothing that's going to get in their way of their confidence. They are super confident. They're super confident and there's nothing that can get in the way. This is more above their grade, meaning this is the GM. Now, what is he going to do? Is he going to come back? Is he going to use Syndergaard? Is he going to go to the lefty with the slow heartbeat? Like,
right.
This has nothing to do with the 25 guys in the clubhouse for me. This is more like, what are they going to do? The players could care less. They're confident. Both teams are playing with some confidence. I think it's just more, what are they going to do? What's the personnel going to do?
Before I forget, do you remember what you did once you found out the game was rained out? Because this is another thing. I mean, these guys, oh, wait a second. We're back home at 8:00. We're back at the hotel at 8:00. Like, what do you do? Do you get together as a team? What did you do?
No. So, well, the home guys they're more miserable, if this makes sense. So the Phillies are more miserable because they have grandmas in town. They have aunts in town. Uncles are in town. So now they got to go to they got to go host them to a dinner that where their heart's going to be pounding. Like, there's no relaxing in the World Series. Nobody's relaxed. There's no such thing. The only time you can relax is when the game starts. So at 5:05 tomorrow, you'll see all 50 players relaxed finally. But right now, they're pooping in their pants. They don't want to be sitting down with grandma eating tea and eating crumpets and drinking tea with grandma and grandpa. But the grandma and grandpa are in their apartments right now. That's who's in their apartment right now. Because they hosted everybody. You're at home. It's just how it is. But it's actually kind of miserable. This was my experience in St. Louis. I had 12 people in my house before game six. My dad's sleeping on the couch. My mom's over here. They're divorced. It was just an absolute S show. So it was a mess. It was a total mess. But the organized chaos kind of took my mind off what was coming. But really, there's no relaxing in the World Series until the game starts.
That's a great perspective. See, that's why you're the media star of 2023. I'm serious. Like, that's the stuff that we don't even think about here. So what you're saying is these guys are running to the field at about 8 a.m., ready to go, ready to play, much even more so than the ready to play now. And then to tie a bow on what happened back then, as you said at the outset, then you just happen to have like the most epic game, one of the most epic games in MLB history. I mean, yeah, that's enough part. And you're right. Like, we don't know what would have happened if you played when the sun came out the day before, but I know this, it wouldn't have been what happened. You know?
You're right. No, I mean, it just, you don't know what would have happened, but I know that Chris Carpenter wouldn't have been on the mound, you know, and that was, that's huge. That's a big deal. You know, it really is. And that game was so, as you guys remember, I mean, that game was so intense.
David Freese, who, by the way, may be on the podcast on Thursday with Rich Hill.
Bit of a teaser.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Who knows? But
I'll shoot him a text.
Everybody wants to be on this now. So, where were you? So I was looking this up. You came out of the game about halfway through, correct? That game?
Well, shoot, yeah. When you say halfway through, I think we played like 15, 16 innings. So, yeah. I came out 7th or
8th. Yeah. So where were you? So when all the crap went down at the end, where were you?
We're running back and forth. Like, obviously, I'm in the dugout. I don't like to miss anything. I have serious FOMO. I don't know if you knew that, but I have. So I'm like, I'm always got to be right there. I don't want to miss anything. But we'd run up and down in the clubhouse and check on some of the guys or watch maybe a couple pitches up there. It was just intense. It was just shot for shot. I think in the 13th, we score a couple. And then Josh Hamilton hits a two-run homer. Napoli was incredible for the Rangers. Mike Napoli would have been the World Series MVP if it wasn't if we didn't win it, 100%.
He loved talking about that game. So here's what it looked like. So you guys ended up winning 10-9. So the Rangers score 3 in the 7th. And then you guys come back and let's see. You score 1 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th. And then they score 2 in the 10th. You guys scored two in the 10th, and of course you scored the run in the 11th.
Yeah,
that's so you guys scored in the last 4 innings, and you scored in 5 of the last 6.
Pretty impressive. It was good.
That big is pretty hit, impressive.
Unbelievable hits, like big hits. Alan Craig, like those rookies I was talking about. Alan Craig, big hit. John Jay, big hit. Descalso, big hit. Schumacher, I believe, got a big hit. And then, obviously, Lance Berkman, 2 strikes, 2 outs, gets fisted, big hit before the huge hit by David Freese.
Yeah.
I would imagine as a player, like, you like to try and think that, like, it's just another game. Like, this is not – like, something very comparable to something that you would play in the regular season. But I mean, in the moment, are you trying to your best to be like, oh, well, this is just like this, or is it nothing compares to it?
It's, yeah, I mean, in the moment, I think it's a little bit like what I just said, where you're so nervous until that game starts. In the moment of any game, whether it's, you know, July 7th in Kansas City for a day game or the World Series, I feel like every moment, if you're really into the game, kind of feel the same, if that makes sense. They're just, there's the hair on your neck might stand up a little more, but it's still, we're just playing baseball.
So right? at what point do you kind of like really ingest what has happened? And you're just kind of like, I just played a historical game that, you know, 12 years from now, I'm going to be talking about.
Yeah, definitely after that.
Yeah.
Oh,
my last trick-or-treater just jumped in here.
It's all right. But you know what? Here's the thing is that the Rangers scored. What's your dog's name?
Coop.
Is that true?
Yeah, Coop. Come here, Coop. Oh, say hi. Come here.
It's like the country's most popular dog name for like the last 8 years.
Man, Cooper, we have two.
Cooperstown, Coop. Come here.
We have two Coops on the podcast.
We can have first two time Coops ever. On the podcast. What kind of dog?
He's as good looking as Coop.
Yeah. Who is
handsome fella?
Hey, who has better hair? Coop the dog or Coop the person?
It's about a tie. I mean, that's a good looking blonde. Coop looks like a good looking blonde.
mine's a little flat today. I've been wearing a hat all day.
Hey, so the thing was that historic game, devastating loss. The Rangers come back and score the first in game 7. They scored 2, but this shows something about you guys. You come back and score 2 in the bottom of the first.
I know.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Yeah. That was huge too. Like huge. Like that was a big, like they threw a huge left and then we came back and countered them. That was big because after that, the game was kind of over. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember thinking game 7 was super boring and it was just, it was kind of over. Like no baseball game's ever over, but it just kind of felt like that.
Yeah, and you came in at the end, right? Defensive replacement or something?
Yeah.
So the last question I'll ask about that is, what's it like when you win a World Series? Like when you're, because you were in the field for the last out, right?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's the most intense feeling I think I've ever felt. It really is. It's the thing you dream about. It's the thing you hear us all say that we dreamt about it when we were little kids at 5, 6, 7 years old, throwing balls against a wall, trying to make the last play of game 7. And if we don't throw it perfectly into this little square box, that means it's an error and that you lose the game for the team. Like I literally played out so many dang game 7 series moments, or whether it was like I'm hitting in a game or fielding a ball, like it is true. Like I think that to a man, almost all of us that made it to the major leagues played out game 7 so many times in their lifetime. And I actually got to live it, which is, it was unbelievable. It really
did
was.
Did you do the throw the glove up in the air, the hat up in the air?
I did the glove was gone. The hat was gone. And it was just pandemonium, and you know, you're hoping nobody gets hurt because you don't want to miss the celebration. It doesn't matter if somebody does because you're done playing, but you just want everybody to have a great time celebrating and that after that little dog pile. But yeah, it was incredible.
I mean, it's amazing, like your vertical leap, just that was the highest you've ever jumped.
Yeah, sure.
Like
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. But so now let's talk about this thing. Okay, so you talked about the Phillies, you know, being probably not as talented as the Astros, but this, number one, the Phillies on a roll. Rob Thompson is pushing, like he's on a heater, right? I mean, he's pushing a lot of the right strings here. And also, because the Astros are deeper, this helps this rain out. Like this helps the Phillies. I think there's any question about it. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And so when you look at this Phillies team, can you see, like, I know who you're pulling for because you're not wearing an Astros jersey right now.
Yep.
Unless, I mean, is that an Astros hat?
I couldn't find my Phillies hats, so it's kind of it's close.
Do you have, I mean, how come you got wearing your own Phillies jersey? What's going on? What's happening?
I wanted to represent J-Roll. I mean, that was my guy.
All right. Okay, fair enough. By the way, Coop, member of the Odyssey podcast family, Jimmy Rollins.
Is he a member?
Oh, yeah.
He is. That's right.
Him and Ron Darling. Yeah. They do a podcast together. So, when you look at this, is it like, are you like, okay, this is a team? When you look at this team, what do you see, Nick? I mean, we can look at the numbers, we can look at the history of the players and everything else, but your eyes look at it differently, I think. What do you see?
I see probably the most important thing I see is one, Thompson has those guys like just pulling from the same side of the rope. There's no doubt about it that clubhouse is just amazing. And they're all rooting for each other. All the core guys, like a Schwarber says all the right things. Bryce Harper, who to me, when I played against him, he was just a little erratic and wild and just crazy. And now he's grown up into this amazing, like, leader type athlete that's so easy to root for. And I love watching him play. It's a team that's easy to jump on. Like, I'm loving watching them play. Like, I absolutely love watching them. I'm rooting so hard for them. They have a shot. I mean, they have a shot because baseball isn't boring. Baseball isn't boring. The Astros are supposed to whoop up on these boys, but I promise you they're going to come out slugging tomorrow. They're going to win the game 6-4. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Okay. Prediction for for the series. What do you got? 7?
And they're going to win in 7. Yeah, it's going to be in 2.
Wow. We're going to get full chaos.
Phillies get chaos. Oh, tomorrow night. Listen, I cut my teeth with these boys. My first 4 years, you know, all my minor leagues was with the Philadelphia Phillies, and then I got to play parts of 3 seasons with Philadelphia. There is no fan like them. Wait till you see what they do to these Houston Astros tomorrow night. It is going to be so insane because they haven't had their chance to tell them how that they cheated, right?
They already had Verlander flipping off fans.
Yeah, did you see that?
No,
they already struck a nerve with him.
Verlander caught twice flipping off the Phillies fans. First on the bus, then getting off the bus, and then he took to Twitter and said, "Oh no, I was just trying to have fun along with him."
I'm on his side with. He was like smiling and laughing during that.
Yeah,
you know what? Yeah, I get it, but still, it's like, you know, in this day, this is a different day and age, man.
Yeah, but those are Philly fans. They get it. If anyone's going to get that type of, like, humor, it's going to be a Philly
fan. Oh, listen. Cooper, I love it.
Like, Cooper, that's what the Philly fans wanted.
Yeah, like, listen, Boston's a scumbag city. Philly's a scumbag city, too. So I get what they're saying. I understand their language.
Hey, scumbag is, like, a beautiful term, though.
It is.
Like, honestly, because the two coolest cities I ever played in are Philadelphia and Boston.
There we have it.
Yeah.
It's because of how intense the fan is. And there's a reason you want to come to the yard, and they elevate you, and it's a great place. They're two unbelievable.
It is weird. You know, it's St. Louis has a great fan base. Like, obviously, they love baseball. They pack. But having been to some games here, it is so bizarre where it seems more like, oh man, the great game of baseball was a real winner today. It's like, it's so weird.
You just nailed it. I always say the problem with the St. Louis Cardinal fan is they're too good. They're too good, and they're paying way too much attention. They all have a scorebook, and they're all keeping score, right? They're all keeping score when we need them to just go nuts because we just hit an RBI double. Like, get out of your stand and go crazy. They're just like, nope, we scored a run. Like, they all know what's going on. They know, everybody knows what's going on in the city. They're just as passionate as Philadelphia and Boston, but they're just a little bit more quiet.
It's the king of the baseball world.
Yeah.
It is. They kind of are. But no, I take that back. I've been to some Friday night games in Toronto. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Molson's in the paper airplanes. The
Molson are kicking in. Labatt's kicking. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's St. Louis is like, they wouldn't be flipping. They would just be like a tip of the chapeau to you, my fine friend. You know, go play the great game of baseball. But you know, I like it. It's something, as long as it's not apathy. I mean, that's the biggest thing, right? No apathy allowed in baseball.
That's right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think we solved a lot of problems tonight.
Okay.
Not a lot of problems. We got to the heart of it.
Coop, get some quick sleep and then we'll do this again tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Let's all go. Right. All right. All right. Thanks.
The post games are fun.
I know. Post games going to be great. I can't wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.